The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd like to be one of my friends on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
For the past 2 days, you have been listening to the testimony of my life and how God always showed himself faithful to me. Today is the last portion of this message, which you can order online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, the next day after cutting an older woman's grass, I walked up to the woman and said, "Ma'am, you don't need to pay for me cutting your grass. This one's on me," because I didn't feel right about taking her money. So the older woman looks at me and says, "God bless you, Bradley. God bless you." This didn't make any sense not to take her money because I was broke. But I didn't care. It was the right thing to do. And by the way, she seemed to be more broke than I was. Later that day, I was about a block away from her home, and right in the middle of the street was, guess what? A wad of money. I looked at it. I was totally shocked, and I said, "No way." That night, I had enough money to go to a Christian club. I have never been to these kind of places before, so I went because I wanted to try it out. A year prior to this time, I quit the band that I was in. I didn't want anything to do with playing the drums again. As a matter of fact, about a year and a half before this period of time, I went to Guitar Center in Roseville, Minnesota, and special ordered a drum set. I put down $100 on a Black Tama double bass drum kit. I never did go to pick it up. Now back to the Christian club. I went into the club basement, and there were bands playing, but I had no interest in seeing them play. This was all new to me, and furthermore, I didn't know anyone. The only thing I knew about the Christian scene for the most part was a lot of cheesiness, wannabes, and a whole lot of hypocrites. And I knew the guitar player Todd from a band called Reign of Kings because that dude was good. I didn't understand why he was wasting his talents on a bunch of wannabe rockers. Well, guess who walked up to me at this club? Todd did. He said, "Hey, Bradley, what are you doing musically?" I responded, "I'm done playing, Todd. It's just not the life for me." Todd said, "Well, Bradley, we're looking for a drummer." I looked at him and replied, "I'm just not interested, dude." Then here comes the bass player asking me the same thing. "Scott, hey, Bradley, we're looking for a drummer." Well, I thought to myself, you can keep looking because I'm not the one. I knew that this band was winning contests all over the place. And I heard that they had a great singer as well as Todd being a great guitar player. I would just have nothing to do with second-rate anything, and I knew that these guys were not second-rate. I was still going through a huge transformation at this time, but something clicked in me. "You'll be in a full-time ministry within a week." It kept coming back. "You'll be in full-time ministry within a week." How is the Lord going to answer this? Well, I gave my phone number to Todd, and that's where I left it. I left the club that night. Todd calls me the next day and says, "Bradley, I'm feeling right about you." "Listen, Todd," I said, "I do not have any money for a drum kit, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to Guitar Center and price out a drum kit just to see what it will cost." So I went to Guitar Center, reluctantly that is, and priced out the drum kit of my dreams. I knew I had no money. I'm just going to have to tell Reign of Kings things are just not working out. Well, the next day I called the salesman at Guitar Center to see how he had priced things out on the drum kit that I chose. But my salesman quit working there just a day after I went there. So they put a new salesman on the phone. I told him everything that I wanted. "Bradley, we have this drum kit to the T as to the one that you're looking for on the sales floor. It is the weirdest drum kit. A guy came in about a year or so ago, put down $100, and never came back to pick it up. There have been 7 different buyers, and they all fell through. I fell on the floor. I was broken. I was totally overcome by the Spirit of God, knowing within myself, Lord, that was my $100. Bradley, I'll tell you what," said the salesman. "I will sell that drum kit to you for half price." I replied, "I'll be there to pick it up within a week," because I had to come up with the money. Where am I going to get the money for this drum kit? So I got back on the phone with Todd. I said, "Todd, you guys are right. I'm supposed to be in this band." After joining the band, we agreed to change the name from Rainy Kings to Junkyard Prophet. Months later, after much rehearsal, we began playing with national bands. We played one show at a place called The Fine Line in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and placed second best unsigned band to another band called POD, who had been touring for 2 years. Who are these guys? We began to get record label offers, but said no to the record labels and said yes to the high schools across the country. We have done 331 schools from Florida to Minnesota. I need to take it back just a little bit to one of the what I remember the most. Remember the lawn service, you know, when I had to cut grass? I needed a truck really bad. And though I had a truck, it was on its last leg, literally. I came home one day only to find my neighbor was selling his truck. It was awesome to me. It was a white Ford, about 5 years old. It was a little beat up, but I didn't really care much about that, because surely a new truck was way out of the question. Thanks for listening to the Sons of Liberty. Find us on Facebook at the Sons of Liberty and stay connected with us. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
"I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again, I would go over to his house and would ask him to work out a deal for me to buy his white Ford pickup truck. I can't sell this truck to you, Bradley. And I would say, why? I just can't sell it to you, he would say. Every time I asked him, he would give me the same answer. I would say that I desperately need a better pickup truck, dude. And the answer would always come back the same. I can't sell that truck to you, Bradley. Sorry. I didn't understand, because the Lord knew that I needed a truck. And surely if I'm going to work, then I got to have something that's a little bit better than what I had. Shortly thereafter, nobody knew what was going on. A man walked up to me at church and told me that he could help me out with financing. But I had to take what he could get me. I thought that was kind of weird. It was really taking a chance. I didn't know this guy. But I agreed. Well, this man got me all the financing that I needed to get a vehicle that I never seen before. Kind of weird, huh? But he told me where to go, what lot it was in, and what stall to find my new vehicle. So at this point, I'm thinking, what should I expect? Did I just get ripped off? So I pull up to the lot and to the specific stall to see my new vehicle that he got me financing for. It was beautiful. Because my Father in Heaven fulfilled his desire. Because his desire was better than mine. His thoughts are not my thoughts, and his ways were not my ways. And if I just waited long enough, I would understand that his ways are always better. So I drove up to find my brand new white Ford pickup truck. Oh, and by the way, I had to work to pay that truck off. Because I was so thankful, I paid it off a year early. After joining Junkyard Prophet, I left the Prosperity Church and began a diligent search into the men of God in the days of old, the generals of God. Because it says in Jeremiah 6:16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the old ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." So I began to study men like John Knox, John Wesley, Charles Spurgeon, Charles Finney, Jonathan Edwards, William and Catherine Booth, Salvation Army, John Bunyan, Smith Wigglesworth, John Alexander Dowie, John G. Lake, and so on and so forth. Why was the grace that these men preached an empowerment to overcome sin whereas the modern-day preacher preaches a false grace that it is a cover-up or gives license to freely commit sins. For the most part, I found holiness and righteousness missing in modern-day preaching. Nowhere in the Bible did Christ overlook sin. In grace, the New Testament, the commandment was given in John 8:11 to go and sin no more. I began to see that these men knew the Lord God. They didn't just talk about God, they had their prayers answered, and their desire was the redemption of mankind. To see heaven on earth, to see the enemy scattered before the hand of God. And they witnessed the power of God, 2 Chronicles 16:9. These men ran to the battle. They partook with the deliverance of generations, Psalm 78:6. They partook with the Holy Ghost with signs and wonders following, prophesying, healings, nations being set free under the power of God. Read Mark 16:20, Hebrews 2:4, Acts 10:38, 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. How was I to settle for what I seen men leave undone? When Christ said in Matthew 5:20, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." I was pressing hard into the kingdom of God. Again, Jesus said in John 14:12 through 13, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." During this 10-month process, I stayed the course. It was very lonely, very humbling, very hard, and very much in routine, which I was not at all accustomed to. It was now to the point where I was asking for the Lord to reveal His will to me. Also in this time, I, by the Spirit of God, learned how to sing unto Him. Now, this was difficult. I'm a drummer, not a singer. I needed to express what was in my heart to the Lord. But I did not know how, so I would attempt to sing unto Him. I would sing along to a national band called Truth, and my favorite song that I would sing unto the Lord was, "Lord, Send Me." Now, let me take a minute to fast forward in time about 5 years. Little did I know that I would end up traveling across the country doing high school assembly programs. We have done 331 schools to date from Florida to Minnesota. And to get to all of these schools across this country of ours, we had to have a way to transport ourselves. We started out with literally 19 cars going in procession. It had grown to the point within 3 years that we had to search for a bus to buy. With no money in hand, I flew out to Nashville, Tennessee to see what our options were. When we got to Nashville, there was one bus in particular that we liked, so we went on a test drive with the salesman there. Out of nowhere, when, that being the salesman, turns to me and says, "We can sell this bus to you on a contract for deed." I thought to myself, "I never said a thing. Lord, what's going on?" Well, we got back to the bus sales area and found out that the bus that we were now purchasing was the national band called Truth. Remember, "Lord, Send Me," that I used to sing unto the Lord? God answered my prayers years later by sending me in their old bus. Boy, these miracles were happening slowly, sporadically, but surely. Now, back to the story. I was going through a life-death experience on a daily basis. 2 Corinthians 4:16 validifies Scripture. "But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." I felt crucified to the world, and again, here it is, Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." What else was I to do? I was studying constantly. In the Bible again, 2 Timothy 2:15 rightly declares, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I was now understanding what God meant when He said that He wanted all of me. It seemed like people around me were just getting away with whatever they wanted to do, but not me. Until I read in Hebrews 12:5 through 8, I didn't quite get it. I now understood who was being blessed and who was not. It says, "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening, to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve, of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons." Being a new daddy myself, I now understood that scripture. When Tori was a toddler, my little boy, he and I went out for a drive around Lake Harriet in Minnesota. Tori, being in the potty training stage, peed his pants. And so we stopped to take care of him, and as we got out of the car, I said, "Don't go anywhere, stay right here." Tori thought it would be funny to disobey what Dad had to say, and he ran away. He ran right in front of a van. It came about 2 inches away from hitting my little boy. I loved Tori so much and never wanted that to happen again, so I took Tori and I spanked his butt really hard and told him, "I love you so much. Next time, listen to me. Don't ever do that again. If I don't want my little boy to get hit by a car, I have to chastise him until he understands not to run out into the street." And that's exactly what God does with us. In Proverbs 13:24, he says, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." Boy, did I feel loved. It was like, ouch, Lord, I can feel it. Ezekiel 20:37-38 says, "And I will cause you to pass under the rod," that was all about me, "and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me." Wow. When I look at it in that light, I understand that he was really calling me out for a higher purpose because he loves me. Romans 12:1-2 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Thanks for listening to the Sons of Liberty. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken American Daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In my response to the Lord God of Israel, the Lord was growing me up. I was in His school. It was uphill all the way. He was changing me from the inside out by the power of the Holy Spirit. David prayed in Psalm 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And this is exactly what the Lord was doing with me. I just didn't get it, though. I had to read Titus 3:5 through 6. One thing that kept hindering my walk was the girls didn't leave. I was new to the modern-day church, and the girls there didn't seem any different to me than in the world. As a matter of fact, they seemed to deal with lust even more. I would often read in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that fornicators, those that had sex before marriage, would not inherit the kingdom of God. I never knew this. Fornication? What does that mean? I didn't even know what it meant. In Webster's 1828 dictionary, fornication defines out as criminal conversation with the other sex. In other words, sex before marriage. Up until this point, I didn't even know what sin was. I used to ask people around me if there was something wrong with my walk with God, knowing all the well that I had girls around me all the time. The pastor of the church never said a word to me. My new professed Christian friends never said a word, because they themselves didn't know the difference. I was convicted like crazy for my sins, Romans 6:23. It seemed like everything would die around me, and with sin a part of my life before God, it would. James 1:15 says, "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." I then began to cry out against my sins, because I knew by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, which is His job, I was offending God, and I knew it. I kept saying to myself, "I can't do this girl thing anymore. Lord, help me." I'd have to tell girls that they had to leave, "You have to go, so I can deal with myself before God." I was again condemned at every sinful step of my life. Read John 3:17 through 21. Paul rightly said in Romans 7:15, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. I was doing everything that I did not want to do, yet I gave myself over to it, to fulfill my lusts. I noticed that Paul did not give himself over to sin. He cried out to God to deliver him from his sin. As it says in Romans 7:24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. What is this law business? Paul understood true grace. He said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Read 1 Corinthians 10:13, James 1:12 through 15, and 1 John 3:6. Something was still missing here, though. I remember one time reading the book of Jeremiah and throwing my Bible against the couch. I said to the Lord, if this is what you, Lord, are about, I don't want anything to do with you. I was angry, hurt, lonely, and totally bewildered. I kept asking the Lord, why are you doing this to me? The book of Jeremiah is God's heart toward a disobedient nation and a disobedient people. It's his mercy to them by pleading with them to come back to him. I was mad at God for my guilt, for my rebellion towards him. Because again, I didn't quite understand. This brought me back to the point when I got my second and last DWI in Minneapolis. The courtroom was packed. I thought I would probably be picked last. So in the slow process of waiting, I began thinking of the laws that I broke. I was sure to go to jail for 90 days. I was at the end of my rope. I was scared, empty, and sorry that I had broken that law. My lawyer told me, Bradley, the judge is going to throw the book at you. You're probably going to go to jail for 90 days. You're going to get a maximum sentence. And I thought to myself, if only that judge knew what I was going through right now, because within my heart I was so broken that I would never break that law again. The judge said to me, Bradley, you know I should throw you in jail for 90 days, don't you? I responded to the judge humbly, yes, ma'am, and I really knew it. Now here comes my thought, she's throwing me in jail, I know it. The judge looked at me and said, Bradley, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm not going to throw you in jail. I want you to go get an evaluation. If all is well there, I expect that I will never see you in my courtroom again. No, ma'am, you will not, I replied. The first thing that began to go through me was, Lord, I can't believe the mercy that you've just shown me. You have just shown it to me through this judge, who had no idea why she wasn't throwing me in jail. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I knew God was in that courtroom. He came through loud and clear. That woman judge was there not only to show me mercy when I knew that I did not deserve it, but my life was forever changed. Little did she know. I never broke those laws again. As a matter of fact, I would not break them laws again because I wanted her to trust me when she showed me mercy. I was not going to step on God's gift. And the Bible declares through James 2:13, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Well, let me tell you something. It did that day. Not soon thereafter, I went to a youth pastor's church to hang out with him. Well, there I looked through his bookshelf to see what kind of food he ate. In other words, what kind of books he studied. As I was looking, it was as though someone was literally taking my head and my eyes to a desired spot on that bookshelf. I said, what's this about? He said, it was a book called Bride of Heaven, Pride of Hell by an evangelist out of California named Ray Comfort. He's now famous for the book Hell's Best Kept Secret. Immediately I went home and read the entire book in one setting. I cried. I was so happy. It brought so much understanding to me. It was a book of how the schoolmaster, the law of God, is to bring us unto Christ. Lights went on everywhere. Again, I was so happy about this book that I had to call this Ray Comfort and tell him thanks. I called him up and I said, thanks, man. You don't even know. This is exactly what I needed, Ray. Just in time. Again, Proverbs 15:23 comes to my aid. And a word spoken in due season, how good is it? And by the way, since then, I've done 3 youth meetings with Ray Comfort, and has now become a friend of the ministry. Galatians 3:24 says this. It says, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." It was, as it says in Romans 2:20, "an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law." The law brought forth a knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. "That is, my transgressions before God. I was like the prodigal son who was finally getting it. That is, after I found out that I was the one that sinned before heaven." Read Luke 15:11 through 32. "I was a lawbreaker, and I needed Christ to save me from my sins, or else I would end up in hell." Hell was the place where lawbreakers would end up if they died in their sins. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sins. We are to fear God, America, not hell. Read Matthew 10:28. Again, hell is the consequence of unrepented sins towards God. Read John 8:24. "I was sick. I needed a physician." Jesus said in Mark 2:17, "They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now the cross made sense. The reason Christ died was for my sins, my transgressions before God. This is why I need a savior from sin, not to keep me in my sin. I needed a power from without. I needed to be born again by the Spirit of the living God in order to receive power to overcome my sins. Read John 3:3. I needed the gift of grace to overcome. You see, it says in Romans 3:24 through 25, "being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." The grace of God is not used as a cover-up. It's there as an empowerment to overcome your sin. "Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation," or a sacrifice, "through faith in his blood." The blood is the great sin killer. "To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past," because we've repented of them, "through the forbearance of God." John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." D.L. Moody, a general of God, rightly said, "The law drives us to the foot of the cross and can do no more." I want to give you an understanding in the process by bringing you to the scriptures as to the order in which God brought me to understand and to know who he is. Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." So in order to understand spiritual things, I can explain by showing you natural things. Christ used natural parables to explain spiritual matters, Mark 4:11. First, I must show you the criminal, the sinner, the lawbreaker. Then I will show you the common sense use of the law, Romans 7:12. "Wherefore the law is holy and just and good," to the gospel. The good news is that Christ came into the world to save sinners, 1 Timothy 1:15. I have to show you the bad news before I can give you the good news. I have to show you your sickness before you will go to the doctor. Read Mark 2:17. Thanks for listening to the Sons of Liberty. Find us on Facebook at the Sons of Liberty and stay connected with us. Sorry there's no phone calls today, but we will be back with you to take phone calls on Tuesday, November 20th. Be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. I, a lawless individual who breaks the law at every turn, was ruled by no one except my own heart. Read Ephesians 2:2. I am my own God, yet God through his law said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And Jesus said in his grace, Matthew 22:37-39, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. I shattered this one into 1,000 pieces. I'm guilty. I take the name of the Lord God in vain, worthless or empty. I say that I'm a Christian, but obviously I do not practice what I preach. When God said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him or her guiltless that taketh his name in vain, I'm guilty. I'm a total Sabbath breaker. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Again, I'm guilty. I'm guilty because I always served myself rather than others. I totally dishonored my parents by disobeying God. God said in the fifth commandment that I was to honor, to hold in high esteem my parents, that is, as so far as they obey the Lord. I'm again guilty. According to God's law, I'm a murderer. How's that? God said, thou shalt not kill. But Jesus in grace, the New Testament, equated a murderer to someone who is angry without a cause in Matthew 5:21-22. Again, I'm guilty. I'm a liar. God said, thou shalt not lie. Jesus said in grace that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire in Revelation 21:8. I'm guilty again. I'm a thief. God said, thou shalt not steal. Jesus again said in grace that it were better to cut off your right hand and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halter maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire in Matthew 5:30. I'm guilty again. According to God's law, I'm an adulterer. God said, thou shalt not commit adultery, not knowing that Jesus in his grace again said in Matthew 5:27 through 29, you have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. I'm guilty again. Covet means to lust after other things that belong unto another. Here again God said, thou shalt not covet. I'm guilty. And if this was not enough, if for some reason I still thought that I had a place in heaven after my crimes had been exposed before God by his law and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, God said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, the second commandment, a god to suit my sins. In other words, my God is okay with whatever I do. Bang, wrong answer. Exodus 20 verse 5 says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. I'm way guilty. Romans 3:19 says, now we know that whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. This law busted me wide open. The law showed me my true state before the Holy One of Israel. This law was a mirror that showed me my spots, the stick that stirred up the mud in a lake that looked clear of any matter. Proverbs 6:23 says, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. Have you ever walked into a room that was just cleaned up? All looks great, but pull back the curtain and watch the sun expose the dust in the air. This is what the law does. It simply exposes the sin in the heart before you and God. The law stopped my mouth, I'm guilty of sin itself, and I have found no ground to justify myself in any sense. The law has broken me. I have nowhere to stand but upon the rock, Christ Jesus. I could hear the law, Luke 16:31. I was guilty. I needed Christ. I didn't have time to strive with God, Genesis 6:3, for life is but a vapor, James 4:14. Why would I want to play with my eternity? It's not like there's a hell number two, read Deuteronomy 30:19. I only have one shot at life, Hebrews 9:27, and it says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. I don't want to tempt God by playing his mercy, Ecclesiastes 8:11-13. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. In Psalm 7:12 through 16, it says, if he turn not, he will whet his sword, he hath bent his bow, and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. The fruit of the law is conversion. Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Webster's 18:28 defines convert. To turn from a bad life to a good one. To change the heart and moral character from enmity to God and from vicious habits to love of God and to a holy life, and that's a work done by the Holy Ghost. Again, John 3:3. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, Acts 3. I turn from my sins before God and His law to never, by His empowering grace, commit them again. Now I stood to magnify that law in Christ, read Isaiah 42:21, Acts 3:26, and 1 John 5:2. The law condemns, the gospel justifies. Grace, Webster's 1828, defines out as favorable influence of God, divine influence, or the influence of the Spirit in renewing the heart and restraining from sin, is what it defines out to be. I've been forgiven so much through Christ's sacrifice, Luke 7:47. My heart felt so much gratitude towards God that I wanted to serve Him and only Him. I now needed to be educated in the school of hard knocks by the Holy Ghost, Acts 14:22. I'm now in a slow process, 1 Timothy 1:16. It's the Holy Ghost's job to build me up spiritually into the stature of Christ as I continue to trust, follow, and obey Christ. Read John 8:31, Ephesians 4:13, 2 Peter 3:18, and Colossians 2:10. And if we understand properly as to what is the fulfillment of the law, it will bring us unto Matthew 22:39. And the second is like unto, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, because love is the pith and marrow, the very heart of the law. So you can understand, God gave His law because He loves, but the residence of Christ within you is the love that demonstrates obedience.
The Bible says the faith of the Son of God overcomes the world to inherit all things, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. We're going into darker times, but the darker it gets, the brighter we get. Friends, I want to tell you something. Those that are born in the fire don't settle for the smoke. And God gives beauty for ashes, Isaiah 61. Don't forget it. And what did He say to those that would cleave unto Him? I will show myself strong on your behalf. Call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. I will answer exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And people, our lives are found in Christ. We are hid in God, in Christ Jesus. Not outside of that. Heaven is home, earth is not. We're sojourners here. That might sound weird to some of the people that don't understand the Word of God, but we're born of the Spirit of God. And when we're born of the Spirit of God, listen, we're strangers here. But we're here to bring heaven to earth. Yeah, hey, if you want to walk in the fear of the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord will write a book of remembrance to them that fear Him. Yes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley and Jake. We will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you then.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.